Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Denise is looking for a second date update with a guy named Charles. Hey, Denise, how are you?
I'm all right.
Uh-oh.
We understand.
We get all right.
Mm-hmm. We get that. That's why you're on second date update, right?
Right.
You want to tell us what happened, how you met Charles, and how that first date went?
Well, I have something a little different here. I met him on Match, and we went out on one dinner date.
Okay.
He took me to a decent restaurant, nothing fancy, nothing crappy. We had a couple of drinks, and the conversation was fine until he said something that sent me over the freaking edge.
Mm. He said something that sent you over the edge?
He sent something that sent me over the edge.
Okay.
In the moment, I maintained my cool.
That's good.
But the more I thought about it, the more pissed off I got.
Okay.
And he's been calling and texting me, and I haven't responded to him. I don't want to see this guy again. I don't. But I want you to call him and let him know that I don't want to go out with him again. Oh. It's kind of a reverse second date update.
I like this, though.
So he
obviously wants to see you again, and you wish to publicly tell him why you don't want to.
Please call him. Would you do that for me? I think it's an important lesson for men everywhere.
Yes,
she went on a date. She doesn't want to go out with it. Now, to my knowledge, this guy has not reached out to us for a second date, has he, Fritz? What's his name, Charles?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I mean, we have a couple in the works, but I don't think it's him.
All right. How long have you been blowing him off, Denise?
A couple of weeks.
Gotcha.
And whatever it was he said that pissed you off, you're still as fired up about it now as you were when it happened? Or have you calmed down a little bit and you want to have a rational discussion with him?
I'm still pissed.
Okay.
But let's call him and let him know that it's not going to happen.
Okay, well, you want to reveal what it was he said to you? Or do you want to just wait until we call him?
Let's wait until we call him.
I know, because I kind of wanted to ask that too, but I was like, maybe we should just let her spill it when he answers the phone.
Until the time is right.
Yeah.
Then I'll tell you what, we're going to use this as an opportunity for a cliffhanger and take a break.
This is exciting. I like when it's a change up.
Yeah.
Something different.
Gives us a reason to take a break. So when we come back, we will call Charles and set him straight as we continue on Second Date Update. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Well, this is different. This is kind of a reverse Second Date Update. Denise goes on a date with Charles. She decides she does not want to go out with him again because he said something that she thought, I guess, was really rude, although we don't know what he said yet. She hasn't revealed that yet. But the more she thought about it, the more she was bothered by it. I guess you didn't say anything to him at the time. Is that right, Denise?
Correct.
And so the more time that passed, I guess this sort of festered with you. And so not only do you not want to go out with him again, but you want us to call him and tell him why you don't want to go out with him again. Is that right?
That is correct.
You want to confront him on what he said. Is that right?
Yes. And more men need to listen and pay attention.
Oh.
You want men especially to pay attention. Okay.
Schooling people today.
I guess so. Is there anything else we need to know before we call this guy?
Nope. Let's just get his ass on the phone.
Get his ass on the phone. All right.
If he doesn't answer, I'm going to be so pissed off.
If he doesn't answer, will you at least tell us what he said? Because I'm dying to know.
He better pick up.
Hello?
Is this Charles?
Yes.
Charles, this is Jeff, along with my friend Jen, Fritz, and Tim. We do the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102, and we have you on speakerphone. How are you doing this morning?
Jeff and Jen?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know who you guys are, but I don't really listen. What is this about?
Well, evidently,
we're not sure.
This is a slightly different take on Second Date Update. We've actually been contacted by someone you went on a date with recently, and she would like to send you a message with your permission.
Okay, who?
We have Denise on the line. Say hi, Denise.
Hello.
Do you remember your date with Denise, Charles?
Yeah. I thought we had a good date, a great date, matter of fact. So I don't know, you know, what's wrong. You know, she won't call me back, you know, so I don't know why she's calling you guys.
Well, evidently she's got a message for you that she wants other men listening to hear as well. So you might want to buckle up for this one.
We have no idea.
Denise, what did you want to say to Charles?
You said something that was so offensive and rude, and it was uncalled for, and you need to know that you do not ever say this to women. Remember when I told you I got pregnant with my son when I was still in high school? And I was telling you that I came from a very Catholic, very strict Catholic family, and I didn't have a choice but to have the baby? And your response to me was, you could have chosen to not spread your leg. Are you serious?
Wow.
So let's be clear here, honey. Let's be clear. The condom broke. The condom broke. I was being responsible, and no birth control is 100%. But to even use the phrase, spread your legs, is ridiculous. You're f***ing rude, and you're an ass.
Well, okay, it's true. I mean, I take responsibility. Don't sit around and, you know, not take any responsibility for what happened to you. Like, that's not on me. So you need to, like, take accountability for that. You know, blame it on the condom or your Catholic family. That's ridiculous. Come on now. Like, be an adult about it. Like, whatever. Like, it was just a joke.
Denise, when he said that to you, I'm kind of surprised, based on your reaction, you didn't have this conversation with him when he said it.
When he said it to me, I just had to keep calm, or else I was going to f***ing flip the table in the restaurant.
I see. So you were you were editing yourself.
Well, and maybe you didn't want to make a scene in public. Like, it's easier to just be like, you know what? I got to go. See ya. Versus, like, just have it out.
I'm still got to be a f***ing lady, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Obviously.
So when he did say that to you, and they were asked, what was your response? Did you just...
I remained calm.
Yeah.
So I could remain free.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay. And did you get any indication from her that what you said maybe had been taken in not a very good way?
I mean, it's not how you say something. Well, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So she was a little bit quiet, but then we just, you know, picked it up from there and just kept continuing talking and going on about our date. Like, it was fine. I didn't.
Yeah, because obviously you didn't get any kind of indication that you had pissed her off because you've been calling her wanting to see her again.
So, Denise, you must have showed remarkable composure in that moment.
I did. And, you know, I'm so sick of men not having any idea what it's like to be a woman and think that they can just say any f***ing thing to us. It's very disrespectful. Like, do you not have a sister? Do you not have a mother? You're f***ing disrespectful.
Whatever. No. What do you want me to say? I'm sorry that you got yourself pregnant when you were 17? Come on now. Seriously.
Well, now she didn't get herself pregnant. There was someone else involved.
Yeah, it takes two.
Yeah. I mean, that really, you cannot, I get it. You can't say that to a woman. Mm-hmm. You chose to spread your legs. Well, yes, I did.
I admire the fact that she didn't have the reaction like I feel like I would have at the time, which probably would have been very not nice.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if I would have been able to maintain composure at the restaurant long enough to just get out.
It would have been one of those moments where I was too stunned to actually have a reaction to it, but then leave and think about it, and it would fester and fester.
Yes.
And the more fired up I would get about it, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, I'd call a radio show and say, can you call this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an idiot. He doesn't get it. He's just a complete
I mean, can you understand how a woman would take that in and, you know, and be offended by it?
Well, who says that on a first date anyway? Like, who said I was even ready to hear that?
What, that she got pregnant when she was in high school?
Yeah. Like, dude, no. That's,
I mean, when do you want her to tell you about it?
Well, long after you're married, of course.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Exactly. You know what? He's an idiot. He doesn't get it. Never mind. We're done here. Thanks, Jeff and Jen, for trying.
Well, thank you for allowing us.
I don't even know how to end this call.
I guess thank you for allowing us to participate in this conversation, and maybe there will be some enlightenment that comes from it for
someone. Charles, I know this was not a pleasant phone call, but we do appreciate you hearing her out.
Yes.
No problem, guys.
And Denise, best of luck to you.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. So if we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen. That's two N's in Jen, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.